The following shiur is recorded, edited, and presented to you by Kol HaLashon. We wish you an enjoyable and meaningful time listening.
Mea brachos mincha, yichas re'ein honyeinu, lefe'einu, baruch aleinu.
Shalom. We are continuing with the Shemona Esrei of Mincha. As we said before, every Shemona Esrei is different, and Mincha has its special nature that it's in the middle of the day. And we are bringing to life all the experience we had in the first half of the day to make our bakoshes, real bakoshes, relating to our lives and to Klal Yisrael's needs, not just words that we're saying. Together with that, we're looking forward to the second half of the day. And we also, I'll be mispal that we should have the Sata Shemaya for what we need for the second half of the day. So we're up to the second half of the first six brachas. As we said before, the six brachas of bakoshes, the first six ones are nogea to our personal needs. The first three were more nogea to our spiritual needs. And now we're starting the ones that are nogea to our physical needs. Rev onyeinu, Hashem should see the challenges we have, the tzaras we have, and the klai we're going through. Refeinu is refuah from also physical sickness and emotional sickness. And baruch aleinu is that we should have the food that we need, the panasa that we need. And Kayadua, the entire Shemona Esrei is in a specific order. The pasuk that the order is based on has slach lanu before these requests of the bracha of Geula, bracha refuah. And the idea behind it is that we cannot ask for our personal needs before we took care of our relationship between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If I'm a choyter and I don't care about HaKadosh Baruch Hu at all, I just do whatever I want. I'm not even in a position of shalv. I'm not talking about tshuva shleim. I'm talking about bechlal. It doesn't interest me, the idea of tshuva, v'slicha, kapara. How can I come in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and request from him to take care of my needs? So that's why the Seder has to be that way. That we first say that, Hashem, we want to be close to you. We know we're doing aveiros and we did aveiros. We want the slicha. Clean the slate. We should be close with you. And with that in mind, now we're bringing it in front of you, our personal requests for our personal needs. So number one is Reva Onyeinu, Reva Rivenu, Goleinu Meheir Man Shemecha. And the name of the Vilna Goin is brought down that these are three different stages of when a person's in a tzara, how we go through it with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. First, Reva Onyeinu, we're asking Hashem, pay attention to the tzaras that we're going through. Kamavan HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always Mashgiach. He knows what's going on. But it's part of the taksisei atzvila, part of the way of davening to Hashem, to say, Hashem, please, I'm asking you to have a special ha'oris ponim, look at me in a special fashion. And that has a koyach. Our request and our desire to be close with Hashem and Hashem should care for us changes things. Every word we say in tzvila, if we say it with kavana, changes the entire world. And changes Hashem's relationship between us. But it has to be mitoich our recognition, our understanding that we need HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Together with this, the right attitude, B'nai and many others say that we're not just asking for my personal selfish needs. We're saying, I represent HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're Klal Yisrael. We need Reba Onyeinu. See, the hardships that we are under, that's stage number one. Then after HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees it, interacts with it, Riva Rivenu, then Hashem should be involved, actively to fight the fight. In other words, to actively protect us. Not just see our tzar, but actively protect us and do away with those that are trying to make hardship for us. And the third level is Goleinu Meheira. That's after everything is finished. After the Melchom is finished, then we have the Geula. We have the peace of mind that Mor Hashem. all the ones that are starting up with are not doing anything, and everything is good. This bracha is not talking about a geula asida. It's not talking about a geula after Mashiach comes, because that's the second half of the bakoshas of Shemoneh Esrei. This is within the first six brachas. It's talking about our needs. Hashem has to protect us from those who are going up against us. We have to be so thankful to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we're living in a period of time that this bracha does not take the same intensity that it takes in other periods of time. And the vast majority of Golos, Klal Yisrael, was suffering so much that this bracha was a bracha gasping for help. The anti-Semitism that was then, there always is and there always will be, but it was a level that we were limited what we could do. We were attacked. The times didn't be worse than that. There were decrees against us not to keep the religions or just to kill us, just in the not recent past. So it was such an obvious bracha. It's interesting to note that none of the brachas say the word no. No is a lesson of Akasha that Moshe Ben used. Kel no refono lo. I was asked by somebody, why B'metta do we not mention it in our tefillah? It's such a beautiful nusach that Moshe Rabbeinu used. And I thought of a possible teretz that the Mefarshim of the Yisrael, that lashon of Noah is a lashon of tzo'oka. There are different types of lashonis of tefillah. There's a tefillah that I have my needs and I present to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's a regular tefillah, which is something I understand is an important need, and it's a daily need, and I daily, in a chenami, for my daily sustenance, I need to go in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and request from it, and a serious request. There's something called the tzaoka. Everything's falling apart, I can't survive. I need you, Hashem. That's a crying out to Hashem, it's impossible. That's a special type of tefillah. That's a tefillah, that short tefillah Moshe Rabbeinu said, my sister's, her life's in danger. She needs to be saved. She can't be in the state of tzaras. A daily tefillah to use that nusach of no. It's not proper because we have to understand that we have a lot of needs, but it's not our daily needs are not that massive that everything's falling apart. Otherwise, a person is supposed to feel a peace of mind and.
Kol Halashon.
I know I have needs. I don't even know where they're coming from, but I know I have to turn to Hashem. Hashem is the right address. He'll take care of me. So that's a regular nusach of that tefillah. The lashon of no is, like I said, something is just impossible. Then I say, no, please, cool out and cry to Hashem. So this whole big machlekes gilsoy Sylvia. Many of the poskim, the meta of in this bracha specifically, they gilsoy rei no v'onyeinu. Today, most Nusuf Ashkenaz doesn't say it, but many Kadmoinim, even Nusuf Ashkenaz, that did say it. And I think the idea behind it is because this bracha was saying, we need a geula on Yenu, we're suffering. It's not just that I need my sustenance and I need all the spiritual things and physical things are important, but it's a day-to-day thing. It's something we need our whole lives. We can't be the matzav of tzoka every second day of our lives just because we need everything. It's true, these are very important deeds, but it's not that dag of tzoka. There's something that's just overbearing. Kavavan, we don't say the lashon of no, but that's a mind frame beyond this bracha. That there were so many times in history that's what it was. We're just calling out to Hashem. We can't manage it. It's a pachet to get up in the morning. You don't know what's going to be. We're going to make it through the day. So as we're saying this bracha, we have to think to ourselves how fortunate we are that this bracha we're not saying in that nusach, and we don't have that pressing need that people saw so obviously. But the truth is, not much changed, because we know that the Metzius of the world is Esav Seinus Yaakov. The Umas HaOlam are anti-Semitic. They want to kill us. They want to do away with us. And the Yishmael also is the same thing. We know what the Iranians are saying. And we know we're surrounded here in Eretz Yisrael especially by so many millions of people that want to do away with us and damage us. And the whole world is like that now. You know, we thought certain parts of the world were protected. It's not the case. In the great free land of America, anti-Semitism had a tremendous rise. People have tinies against everybody else. The Jews always are the victims. as it was throughout history. So, Baruch Hashem, once again, we have to be thankful to Hashem that we are living a peaceful thing, but we have to understand that the reason why we don't have those flare-ups that we had in previous generations is because it's a special shmir from HaKadosh Baruch Hu on us every second of the day. It says, the Gemara, there's a Kel HaNoyer, the Midah of Noyer, which we say in the beginning of Shmon Esrei, is that Hashem has a special Midah that He activates some type of awe and pachad on the Umas, on the Oilam, on the Goyim, that they shouldn't do what they really want to do to us. And Baruch Hashem, now Hashem is activating them more than some other times. The Lashon of the Baruch is also Goyel Yisrael. He's bringing the Geula to Yisrael. Lashon Hoiva, present state. And that's what it's all about. He asked Vasha, Rabbi Yonis Abdi says, Bechol Yoyim Goyel Poide Matzel. Every single day, he is redeeming us and he's protecting us. So while we're saying this Baruch, and we say, Baruch Hashem, we went through half of the day, and Baruch Hashem, we went through pleasant, nothing happened. We should know that there was a special Shemira. And I said specifically in Eretz Yisrael, as we know, if anybody knows, there's so many things that never make it to the news, so many attempts, because Hashem is watching over us. That's the first bracha. The second bracha, Rafa'enu, Kamuvan, we need that Yeshua, especially now, it's the time to have special kavan in this for ourselves and for all Kalai Yisrael, B'chol Mokim Sheheim. This is Sakona Merach Efes. This is a Sakona, which is in the air, in the entire planet. Hashem, we need, you should give a refuah for those who are choile. You should give a Yeshua salvation for those who need a salvation. We all need a salvation. We need to be protected. Once again, we're mentioning that Kodesh Baruch Hu, we are special. We have a special relationship to you. We are the ones that demonstrate your tehillah, your greatness in the world. And therefore, we're asking that we want to behave in the proper fashion. We went through the first three brachos. We showed you we want to behave in the proper fashion. And now, in that schus, we want to also have a refuah and to stay healthy. Because we know you're the Reifei Nemon Rachman Oto. You're Reifei Nemon. I don't know if we mentioned last time, but the Nemon means, Chazal say that every machla has a specific time that Hashem decides that's going to stop. And he's Nemon to stop it at that time. And if Hashem will misspell, who knows, maybe tomorrow the whole Magefa will stop. Who knows? Anything can be. Kamuvan is very far-fetched, but we don't know anything, and anything can be. That's what we have to keep our minds. And like I said, we have to thank Hashem and the Ovar, Baruch Hashem. Every day more people are getting sick, and therefore, the Dam to Hashem, Baruch Hashem, I'm thankful that I'm still healthy in this half of the day, and I'm spell for the future of the day for me in Klal Yisrael. And the third bracha is a bracha for the Tefuah. Bracha in Hashanah Zois is a general bracha that there should be a bracha in this year for all the inyanim of food and panosa. So many challenges in panosa today. Unfortunately, so many people lost their panosa and have limited panosa. It's a time, if we were affected, Kamuvan, well, naturally you daven for it. But even if you weren't affected, to think about Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael needs Yeshuas in this tchum. We should be zeicha. And like I said, in one's personal life, okay, to his own bracha and his day, if he was involved in his business in the first half of the day, so, and he needs mosi yashuva in the second half of the day, and now it's mincha, take that break in the middle of the day and recharge ourselves, give us an extra opportunity for Seyad Shemai for the second half of the day by asking from Hashem that we need your bracha in this year and everything, Kamavan Amaz, and also the food. Yeah, so this is, once again, such a beautiful opportunity that Hashem gave us. Lunch. Mincha is our lunch. We have a lunch break for Ruchnius, to recharge ourselves, to put ourselves back in the right position, and recognize we're totally in the hands of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Person in the beginning of the day had all kind of tensions, different things. Would this work out? Would that work? Well, now is the time just to calm yourself down. Why was it so tense? I was afraid it won't work out. I have to do what I have to do. And I'm going to down talk on this Baruch Hu. Hashem HaYeshua. Hashem will protect me. Hashem will keep me healthy and give me a refuah if I need it. Hashem will take care of my panosa. But I have to turn to Him and do what I have to do. And then I can be with peace of mind. And So, like we said, Mincha has a special beauty to it. That's in the Kuda of Mincha. That's an extra tefillah. It's a gift offering to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and together with that, it's a special gift that Hashem gave to us, the opportunity in the middle of the day to recalibrate ourselves, put ourselves in the right position of recognizing how much we're in Hashem's hands and how much He's taking care of us, and having a more peaceful and yishuv adas, peace of mind, for the second half of the day. Shalom uvracha.
The shiur you've listened to was recorded and edited for you by Kol HaLashon. You're invited to continue listening at any time to all the shiurim and drushos in all topics by all the Rabbanim on Kol HaLashon.